Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. Today we're going to be discussing entrepreneurship, and if you want to find out more about sexy Deepak Shukla, head over to deepakshukla.com or just kind of type my name in on Facebook, or just listen to this podcast and tell your friends how bodacious I am. Today we're going to be talking about WhatsApp. Voice notes, actually, in general, rather. So I absolutely dig podcasting, as you can tell. I love talking to myself about myself, and you know, hopefully it's of some help to you. So WhatsApp, especially on Androids, is absolutely amazing for output efficiency, productivity, as well as connectivity with keeping in touch with friends. So whenever I meet somebody, whether it's dating, whether it's a business associate, whether it's just someone, you know, I meet down the pub and I want to keep in touch, everyone always comments like, God, you love voice notes, don't you? You love to talk, quote unquote. So let me tell you why. Voice notes, generally speaking, are incredibly efficient, way over and above typing. If you're gonna type on your smartphone, then one, you will never type as fast on your smartphone as you would on your keyboard, or you know, your laptop or your desktop. You just type faster on desktops and laptops versus phones. However, of course, you carry your phone everywhere. You don't carry your, you know, desktop or laptop everywhere. So that's one thing to consider when leaving voice notes, because it just takes longer to type on your phone than it does on your actual computer. Two, it's faster. I mean, it's been 2 minutes now. I'm looking at, you know, the ticker, and I am... my spoken words per minute is way faster than my typed words per minute. I don't need to worry about exact grammar or punctuation because I'm talking. So it's faster, you know, it's way faster, in fact, actually. So if you think about, again, when you're typing on, you know, WhatsApp or sending, you know, an email to a business partner or a mate, then leaving a voice note is way faster than typing. The next part of that is you don't need to be stationary whilst you're leaving a voice note. You can walk and talk. So in the same way that you might have, you know, you walk with a friend or a business partner, whatever, to the station or to your car, and you're talking to them. Well, it's obviously it's one way, but it's really not that different with voice notes. You can just hit and hold the record button and you can begin blabbering. So if you have a sudden idea or, you know, something that, you know, a message that you want them to relay, you can hit and hold record whilst you leave a voice note. So it's way more convenient. That's number three, I believe. Number four is it's more personable. I mean, you can hear my voice now. You can tell you can hear from my tone of voice, perhaps my mood. You get a sense of my energy. You hear my accent, and you can hear me laugh like so, or you can hear me get really angry and be like, oh well, it's way more personable than writing, and you, for that reason, have so many advantages with the voice note, whether it's in the field of business, whether it's in the field of friendship or romance, or, you know, whatever it might be. I find that, for example, when I'm, you know, if I match with a girl on Tinder and then I'll communicate with her, I'll send her a voice note because it's just better than typing, because it advances the relationship, you know, whatever it might become, more quickly, because people get to hear my voice. And, you know, the voice is important, generally speaking, in communication, and you can imply a lot from the voice. The next part of it, and I don't know, apparently they don't do this with iPhones at the moment, because I tried it on my buddy's phone. I don't need to actually have network or signal to leave a voice note. It's fucking absolutely amazing, specifically with WhatsApp. So what I mean is that I can be on the tube, or I can be in a place with no reception, and I can quickly, you know, leave a 15-second voice note or whatever it might be, and then I just need to wait until I hit signal, and then it will send automatically to, you know, to my friends. So, you know, if you're out at a conference or an event and there's, you know, you want to update 4 different people about the event, you can create a quick group on WhatsApp, and you can, even if, you know, you have to run to the toilet and leave a voice note where there's no reception because you're in the basement, you can just leave that voice note. And then as soon as you pop out for, you know, your a fag upstairs or whatever it might be to get some sunshine, it will find signal and then it'll automatically send that message to that group. Isn't that absolutely fucking amazing? I mean, I think that's insanely good. So then you've got broadcast messages, you've got groups. So really, really simply, I won't repeat myself, repeat all of those points. If you want to progress and really be able to communicate more effectively in your life, in your relationships, then really, really use WhatsApp voice notes. You know, from a personal point of view, I spend a lot of time abroad, away, and just traveling in general. And WhatsApp has become my primary way of keeping connection with all of my best buddies. You know, whether it's my, you know, my friend Luke, I send him ridiculously retarded voice notes every day. I've got other friends, you know, I've just seen whilst I've been leaving this podcast, Daniel, my buddy Dan, and another friend Ashley, they've both dropped me voice notes, and I'm going to check them out as soon as this podcast is done. So if you really want to progress, I really, really recommend using voice notes, because it's been a great way for me to update multiple people as to what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, and how I'm doing it. And despite what you might think, you can also save all your voice notes. You know, I upload, for example, important ones straight to the cloud, so I've got them. I can also forward voice notes onto several people so they can get, you know, updates as to what's going on. So for all of these reasons, I recommend all WhatsApp voice notes, by the way, because it's a lot more lightweight than Messenger. Facebook Messenger, you can leave voice notes with, or for example, Smart, you know, if you've got an app for voice recording, you're ultimately going to send that to somebody anyway. Well, at least I do, but you can use that if you'd like to. But for communication, WhatsApp voice notes are absolutely amazing. They don't have time limits either, like Facebook audio does. It just has a minute. So voice noting, WhatsApping, all of the darn way. Do it, do it, do it.